Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steiner, director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at the University of California, Irvine, and chair of ophthalmology. I have the pleasure of presenting a blog on the upcoming ASCRS annual meeting in San Francisco. And I'd like to take this opportunity to highlight some of the things that you will want to be sure to take in if you do go to the meeting, and maybe entice you to go to the meeting if you, in fact, haven't made up your mind about that yet. The ASCRS meeting begins with Glaucoma Day and a Cataract Cornea Day. And I say cataract cornea because cornea has evolved into a lot of emphasis on the refractive aspects of cataract surgery. So it is not a pure cornea session, even though it is co-sponsored with the Cornea Society. And it is packed with useful information for cataract surgeons who want to optimize their optical outcomes and fine-tune things when the post-operative result is not what they expected. The Glaucoma Day session, similarly, is emphasizing the interaction of glaucoma and cataract. As many of us know, there's been a real surge of interest in microincision glaucoma surgery, and those are techniques that are really related to cataract surgeons, designed for cataract surgeons, and designed to be used at the time of cataract surgery. On Saturday, the symposium include special sessions on, refractive aspects of cataract surgery. But don't forget to go to the opening general session from 10 to 12. That will include the Binkhorst lecture being given by Dr. Nick Mamelis. Nick is well known for his work both as editor of the Journal of Cataract and Refractive Surgery, but also for his ongoing work in the pathology of intraocular lenses and cataracts, and also his leadership role in understanding and controlling and avoiding toxic anterior segment syndrome, or TAS. And his talk is about intraocular lenses, what a long, strange journey it has been. You will also want to take in other special symposia on Sunday morning. There are several. One is the international session, the combined session of the societies of cataract and refractive surgery. It includes Latin America, Asia, and Europe, as well as the United States. And the subject this year is going to be on the different options for presbyopia correction. And for American ophthalmologists, particularly interesting to take in what is available in some of the other countries that may not yet be available in the United States. A wide range of very talented speakers will be present in that symposium, which starts at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. A little later, there are two special sessions. One is on the science of medicine, not ophthalmology, and that is going to include two speakers from Harvard Medical School and the Harvard School of Public Health, who will talk about the complexity that patients face in navigating the medical care system, to give us some insight to the way things are and perhaps the way things could be. Really hand in hand with that is something we're very excited about, which is the session usually referred to as government relations. But we have a very special guest speaker, Dr. Mark McClellan, who was a director of Health and Human Services under George Bush during his presidency, and he is now a consultant and a professor, and he's going to be talking about what we can expect to come in the next year or two as healthcare reform kicks in and has a large impact on our lives. Now, the highlight of Monday morning is the Kelman Innovator Lecture. This year's invited speaker is the new inductee as an innovator, Dr. Richard McCool. Dr. McCool has innovated many technologies and instrumentations over the years that has helped all of us with cataract surgery, but He's also well known for his great sense of humor, and we're sure we're going to get a really insightful and dynamic lecture. This is accompanied by a number of other talks by other innovators, both past awardees and interesting papers that have been culled from the general session, and I particularly draw your attention to several papers on the advent of the retinal prosthesis work. The very first FDA approval has occurred for an implantable retinal prosthesis, and we have two papers on that as anterior segment surgeons predominantly coming to this meeting. It's great to have an opportunity to broaden our horizons and learn about other new technologies that we should be aware of for our patients. This is the beginning, we think, of a very large expansion of medical technology in this sphere. And then on Tuesday, there is a special session known as X-Rounds, led by Eric Donenfeld. That is a very fast-paced, hour-and-a-half symposium where speakers have between 2 and 3 minutes to cover a variety of subjects. Typically includes a lot of new technology, a lot of new ideas, and the speakers are kept on schedule with a shot clock that Dr. Donenfeld loves to employ to enforce timely speaking behaviors. So it's a packed meeting. There are many, many other exciting educational opportunities, as well as chances to interact with colleagues and friends. Don't forget the film festival, which is Monday night, where awards will be given to the films that are available to view throughout the meeting at the kiosks and in the film theater. All sorts of new technology and new ideas get presented in the film festival, and then the winners will be awarded their mini Oscars on Monday night. Be sure to attend. Have a great time. San Francisco is a great city, and the Moscone Center is a great venue. So we know we'll all have a good time, and most importantly, learn a lot of new techniques and technologies that will help us take better care of our patients. Thank you very much for listening. On behalf of Medscape, thank you. I'm Dr. Roger Steinert.